Hello everyone, welcome to Design Pod by Design Plus,
your creativity meets community.
I'm your anchor, Wisdom Bassi, and I'm excited to be joined today by Utube Udor.
Utube is an amazing product designer, an experienced one as well.
Utube, say hello.
Hello. Wisdom, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Nice to have you on my show.
It's nice to be on the show as well.
And to our amazing listeners, we are thrilled to officially welcome you to our first podcast episode. Try not to move while we have these insightful conversations, creative tips, and inspiring stories from all around the globe about design and beyond. All right, Utube, what do you feel about art as a designer, right? What perspective do you see art from? I would like to have that understanding from you.
Okay, so as a designer, I believe that art is anything that can be created to look appealing to the eyes. So anything that you look at and you can get a meaning from it and find it appealing to yourself, it relates to you. That's what I call art in my own sense.
Nice. So you're more like art is a self-expression, aesthetic-based kind of creativity, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I believe that art is explained as relation to the person that is seeing the art. So whoever is seeing the art is the one that will give you his own personal interpretation of the art. Like, sometimes I go online, I see designs or artwork, let me call it that. Sorry, I'm coming as a designer.
No problem.
But I see artwork made by artists and all. And sometimes you might think of an art concept with that particular artwork. You might see it and you're like, oh, this is why this person did this. But then when you actually Google why that art is actually there, you find out that that art has a different meaning.
Different perspective. Yeah. Well, that's nice. Well, I look at it differently. Right, as a designer, right, I look at art from a place of, should I say, intention, right? I feel like art does not have any intentions. It's just something that you do without any major thoughts. You just express yourself. You don't want it to do any particular thing.
Okay. Right?
You don't want it to harm or great joy. It just gives this blank expression, and then it's more like a blank canvas. And whoever looks at it fills it up with its own emotions and its own feeling and stuff. So it's kind of related with what you're saying, right? But
okay. It
feels more like a blank canvas to me. And then you fill it up with whatever you want to fill it up with. So yeah, that's from my perspective, right, about art.
Everyone has their own perspective, sure.
Yeah, that's why it's called art.
Yeah.
But then as a designer, right, I don't know. I feel like there's always this drag between art and design. There's always
I believe that between designers and people who think that okay, design is art, because there are also some designers who also see design as art.
And
I would personally say they are not entirely wrong, because design is an expression. All right. So I wouldn't say they are entirely wrong, but I think they tend to forget that there are some other things that are involved in the word design.
So why would you feel like they are not wrong, and why would you feel like they are wrong? What's that thing that distinguish design from art?
Okay, right. They are not actually, it's not like they are wrong.
Okay.
It's just that they are not entirely correct.
Oh.
But that does not mean they are wrong.
Okay.
They are not entirely correct.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So the reason why I think that way is because when it comes to design, there has to be some other things that come into play, all right? So as much as design actually employs some of the techniques of art in order to make it visually appealing to anyone who sees it, design also has to do with functionality. So whoever is taking up a design for anything also has to think of how well it will relate with what he's doing.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So of course you are using art to actually make it visually appealing. But then you need to also think to yourself, okay, what I'm making, is it actually functional? Is it going to save its purpose?
Yeah. So design, it's more like it has a purpose. It has to save a purpose. Does that mean that art does not serve purpose? Is that what you're trying to say? I just want to understand your argument.
All right. So, sure, there's no problem. I don't think that... I'm not saying that art does not have a purpose, all right?
Okay.
Art definitely has a purpose, all right? Personally, I love art. I love art in the sense that I would actually go out of my way to actually check up on artworks, check up on this, the person who artist, the one who drew this art, who made this work of art. So I actually do that because I'm actually interested in art itself. All right. So I wouldn't say that art does not have a use. Okay. All right. It has its own use. But what I mean when I say art and design means that, okay, in the sense of design, let's say you're talking in the sense of a UI design.
Okay.
All right. So you are creating a UI for a business, all right?
Yeah.
You have to be concerned about how that UI is going to operate, how that UI is going to be easily accessible to users, all right? Yeah. So you have to think of that part. But then you are also thinking of the fact that this UI has to be visually appealing.
Okay, so sorry for cutting you in. I understand you are coming from a product design background, and the UI thing, it's might sound very absurd or new to listeners that don't really understand, or are not designers as pay. They may not really understand what UI means. So can we use something that centers more around what people understand, like maybe a flyer or something very basic. Let's not say UI.
Okay.
Obviously UI means user interface,
but we don't want to explain for that. Our listeners, yes, those who are just coming in, since we are going to also learn here, UI means user interface, and if you hear me say words like UX, that is actually user experience.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
But bringing it down, okay, in the terms of making a little thing as a social media flyer, yes. Okay. Now you're making a social media flyer. Everyone knows what a social media flyer is. At least we see. Okay, if you don't know what it is, it's actually all those small designs for adverts that you see on your social media accounts.
Okay.
On your feed, when you scroll through, you see, okay, they are trying to advertise this one or this one. Okay, so let's say in the sense that you open up a design or you're trying to make a social media flyer, you have to think of the audience that social media flyer is going to reach out to.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to think of the avenue which that social media flyer will be sent out through. All right, so all these are things that are going to make that social media flyer functional as an ad or as whatever it is going to be posted as. All right, so you have to also think of that. And then you are also thinking of the fact that it also has to be top on the list, visually appealing. And that is where you think about how to make it a beautiful masterpiece in the sense of an artwork.
Okay,
so how do I make it an artwork and also take out the part where I think that anybody that sees it will express it for himself? No, in design, you don't let the person express the design for himself. You tell the person what you want this design to communicate to them.
Okay.
Whereas in the sense of art, an artwork can give different viewers different perceptions from the artist's view.
Okay.
All right, but as a designer making a particular design, it has to communicate the functionality of that design.
So in essence, you're trying to say that if I'm making a piece of design to sell a polo, it should be able to tell the audience or whoever is looking at it straight up that I am trying to sell a polo.
Yes.
And not the person thinking that, oh, this is a fine polo, what does it make me feel like?
Yes, this fine polo, it relates. I like the greens and the yellows.
You're not trying to evoke emotions.
Yes, I'm not trying to evoke emotions.
You're trying to make people take action. Is that what you're trying to say?
Now, of course, in design, when you come to elements of design, you find out things like colors, and you find out that colors actually have a meaning in design. All right? Different colors have different things that they communicate to different people. So of course, as I said, design employs the concept which is used in art in order to make its own work. All right. Same as I mentioned earlier, that you actually top on the list, you have to think of the fact that it has to be visually appealing. So if you want to make it visually appealing, let's say you want to make a flyer for let me look for something that is quite easy. You're trying to make a flyer for a healthcare company.
Can we say all perfume business? I'm trying to make a flyer for all perfume business. Something very basic.
Okay, let's try that one. So you're trying to make a flyer for a perfume business, all right? Now, there is no how you want to make a flyer for a perfume business as a good designer, or as, even if you're not a designer, or as a normal person, that, because I know some other people use Canva, they use some other platforms to actually make their mini designs. You're trying to make a design like that, and then you work with, you cannot select dark colors. All right, you cannot go and just pick dark colors. You're trying to communicate something that gives off sweet scent, fragrance, and something that should excite people. So you cannot come up with dim, sad colors. Same as in artwork, if you're trying to make an artwork that should communicate happiness, that artwork is definitely going to have bright colors, interesting colors. So that is the concept of artwork, which is employed in design. So the designer has to employ the fact that, oh, okay, this work, I need this flyer to be for a perfume business, and it should be catchy. Sometimes you talk with clients and they are saying things like, it's not catchy. The design is not catchy.
It's something we are used to.
So they say things like that. And sometimes you might be questioning yourself, like, how is it not catchy? That is because you've not employed the art side of design as well as you should. Which is why the client has seen the design and he did not communicate properly to him or her. So he's like, this one, it's fine, but then, make it pop.
make it pop.
Yeah.
So, you know, we are trying to establish this, there is this thin line, right, between design and art, right?
Yeah, the line is very, very thin.
Yeah, so we are trying to know where the line, where the margin draws, right? We're trying to know, at what point would you say that, okay, this is way too much art, or this is way too much design? At what point would you say that?
Okay, so I believe that personally, all this is personal opinions, all right? Personally, I believe that the line should be drawn where a designer has to think of the functionality. So the line has to be drawn on the part of functionality. All right. So as much as design employs every or almost every thing that relates with art, it employs that, because some design, even the software itself, some design software can actually be used to create very nice visual art. All right.
That's right.
As much as design actually employs every, almost every single attribute of art, all right, the attribute which it actually brings from outside, all right, is functionality. All right. So your design, that is where I draw the line. Is your design functional enough? Does it communicate what you want it to communicate? Does it serve the purpose? If it is a UI, sorry, I'm going back there. If it is a UI, does it help the user adequately move when he should? All right. Does it make navigation easy on the app, on the website? All right. So if these are not possible, but your design is very, very fine.
It's aesthetically pleasing.
Yes, it's visually appealing. If that is happening, then you know that you are just making art. You are just making art.
So
because if you fail to see that, okay, actually what I'm doing as a designer or as anybody who is trying to create a design, I'm trying to make it functional. Alright? So it's just like I'm going to expand a bit. Let me bring in other designers, like home decor. Alright? Home decor designers, alright. So let's just say the guys that design your home. All right. Even architects. All right. Even architects, they do draw up plans. All right. So let's say, just putting those two in perspective, let's say you are trying to create and build a house, and then the architect does not make the adequate plans, all right?
Yeah.
You open up the plans and then you find out that things are, the house is now, like the door is, the door to the toilet is like outside. Yeah, like on a, in a self con, you're supposed to be inside, everything is supposed to be in that house.
Yeah,
and then you have to go through, you will just be like, but then it is aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, it's actually
it's very, very nice. But then it does not make you moving through that house easy.
Mm.
Or let's bring in the home decor guys, all right?
Mm.
So now they want to design your house, all right? So you are done building the house, you want to decorate it, you want to fix in all the things that you see online and stuff,
mm. all
right? And then they now come in and build the, put the decorations and they block the door.
Mm.
Mm. And you cannot pass through that door to go to the other side. Let's say before you go through the door, you have to push the decoration on one side.
Yeah, I get it.
Then that means that they have actually not effectively made it functional for you to use that decoration with your house.
That's nice. I like that.
They have not, because if they actually did that, then it would have been possible for them to actually make it visually appealing as you wanted it and still find a way into your kitchen or toilet. All right, so it should be as functional as possible, not something that it has to stress the user in order to use it or in order to even be okay with it. Because they can block the toilet door now, but then the house is very fine. Like the moment someone enters, just be like, wow.
Yeah.
But then someone will just be like, please, where is your restroom? I want to use it. Don't be like, oh, you have to push. Take out the flowers.
Take it in the beauty house.
Take it out. Keep it in this side. When you're done, you put it back.
Yeah.
No. So you have to think of how functional your design is in terms of whatever the client communicated to you or whatever you're trying to achieve as a sole entrepreneur.
Okay. Well, that's something there. Thank you very much for that input. I really appreciate it. But okay, there's this thing on my mind, right? A little away from the topic, but do you think that illustrations, you know illustrations, right? Would you want to consider, or would you want to say that illustrations are art or that designs? Yeah, I know it's a tricky one.
Yeah, that's actually a tricky one. All right.
How would you place them?
All right. Yeah. So, first of all, for the consumption of our listeners, all right, illustrations are actually artwork that can easily be done by any artist, all right, who has a knowledge about art and knows how to navigate the tools for illustration. All right, so now that particular question, which says if illustrations can be considered artwork or design, it also boils down to how the illustration is applied. I'll do that in a minute. So let's say I am planning to make a flyer design. Let's stick with flyer design. Trying to make a flyer design. All right, and I want to communicate the flyer the right way to people. I just want, when people see this flyer, okay, they will see that this is this. All right. And I decide to make an illustration of, let's say I want to communicate a perfume business flyer, and I decide to put in an illustration. I want to go with the illustration format instead of using actual images. All right, so I then turn to use illustrations of perfumes or illustrations of people actually using perfumes, and I put it in my design, and I fill in the details, make it as communicating as possible, and I post it out. Now that illustration that has been put into that social media flyer is actually a design. Now it's the whole social media flyer can be considered the design of the perfume business. But then if I should take out only the illustration, let's say I take out only the illustration and I fill it out in an empty canvas on its own, all right? It's in an empty canvas on its own. There is no information about anything. There's no information about how you get to the shop, how you purchase the perfume and stuff like that. but then there is an illustration of someone using a perfume. All right, someone who sees that just knows, wow, this is a beautiful artwork of someone using a perfume. This artwork communicates fragrance. That is what the person is seeing. Whereas in a design, you actually put that same illustration there, but then you have added other details which link the person to where the design or wherever the perfume is going to be sold, where the design wants the person to go through. But then in artwork, the illustration was just put on its own, all right, to communicate the beauty of people spraying perfumes. So do you understand?
So an illustration is considered art or design depending on its usage.
I like that.
That makes sense to me, because I used to look at it from this perspective, right? That you know, artists can create illustrations, right? And designers as well. They are very good, talented designers that can make very nice illustrations.
Very good ones.
Very good ones, right? And sometimes it kind of feels like they are practicing art, right? Yeah, it feels like they are practicing art, that they're being more of an artist than a designer, right? So, but with what you've said, I've realized that, okay, that if I use this particular illustration and if I use it in a certain way, I'm going to communicate function.
Correct.
Not just evoke some random feeling from any onlooker or something. But that's nice. Thank you very much for, explaining that to us.
Yeah, thank you too. also expanding on that.
Yeah, thank you. That plays a role. All right, so please give us your parting words, right? You know, just give us those last words.
All right, so the thin line between design and art, or is it art and design? Which one?
Anyone works.
All right, so the thin line between design and art is actually drawn when it comes to functionality. Those are the final things that I would say. All right, so they both share the same attributes. All right, things are communicated almost the same way. But then when it gets to functionality, design has the best option on functionality. All right.
Okay.
Your design should be as functional as possible. All right. But as beautiful as an art.
Oh, okay.
All right. So
as
you
functional
need,
as possible.
Yes.
And as beautiful as an art.
Yes. Like yes. That. So you need to bring the two together.
Okay.
All right. So you make it visually appealing with art, but then you also make sure that as much as it's appealing, whoever sees it can easily know
understand
what is happening here,
yes,
and can easily, if it is navigation, navigate through it.
Oh, thank you very much for that. You see, so I'm amazed, right, listening to you say all these things. I don't know, where did you get all these informations from? Did you just wake up and you're a great thief? Did it just happen by chance or something?
All right, so it's all thanks to Design Plus. I went to Design Plus to learn how to be a better creative. All right, and Design Plus is an institution where you go as a normal person and come out a great creative. So just as wisdom is right now.
I knew that was coming. I've
definitely heard that you are working with some big companies. And I'm actually impressed. You're doing good for yourself.
You're not doing bad yourself. I mean, look at the great things you're doing. I see your stores and I'm like, mad, are you kidding me, guy?
Yeah, so actually, if you want to be great creative, I believe that you should enroll in Design Plus. You should check out your page, all right?
This is a recommendation.
Yeah, definitely, to our listeners. Let's at least let them know at the beginning that, actually, some of the things I will be saying here, we are definitely products from Design Plus, and we are passing out value to you from Design Plus. All right.
Nice to have you on my show, UT. I believe you can do this almost every day, but
it has to come to an end eventually.
You have to go back to your Vigma page, and I have to go back to my illustration.
Yeah, yeah, lots of notifications there.
Exactly. So, hope to see you around here next week, right?
Sure, I will try my best to be here next week, but if I'm not here, you'll definitely be hearing the voice of wisdom with lots of inspiring content for you all.
All right, guys, that's it for this session. I'll see you guys in the next. Until then, adios.